In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys. What are you doing?
Rise Guys brought to us by Gosling Electric. All right, so let's talk about what Australia did. They just kicked kids off social media.
Good.
Get off. Why is that good? So they banned social media platforms for kids 15 and under.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty big, 15. I mean,
didn't China do that already? Somebody does it.
Maybe North Korea? I feel like China's been more relaxed with that. At least that's the perception I get. Like it's the stronghold that we thought, or it really was, or whatever.
Not since I got called on it, and then they try to pull back and give a little bit more access. I legit don't know if North Korea has internet, as far as like people can get.
Well, they have their own.
Oh, really?
Which I don't understand that. Like, how does a country decide that we're going to get our own internet?
Well, you know, Epstein had his own cell network on the island.
I've seen the password for it before. Not personally, but on various videos.
Could you imagine what was going across those?
No.
Band waves or whatever you call them that come out of phones?
I want you to do a breakdown story Monday on who Fatboy's collaborating with and getting like $10 every time he says Epstein's name.
Yeah.
You owe me $5, by the way, just now.
You must be obsessed.
Man, it's like...
It's paralyzingly horrific.
It's real twofold because you got the guy who's, you know, did all the bad stuff, the trafficking, but they also go into the other part of how he got his money and who his connections
were. It's baffling.
It really is.
But what it's going to come down to is who's going to be held accountable for his actions, because he's dead.
Ghislaine ain't going to get...
That's the other thing.
She's protected now.
Yeah.
He put his estate in a trust that nobody could touch. Really, you couldn't get it from a lawsuit either, so. Which they said he knew what he was doing.
Learn that in Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, you watch that movie. It's kind of...
It's got boobs in it. That's why
it's
I like
got
it.
A lot of boobs.
He doesn't have an estate, so
smoking.
His estate can't lose the money if he was found guilty.
It's in a trust.
And he's got so much. He had over $50 million just in cash. They broke down what, you know, that's just what liquid he was.
Here's the thing. If they ever decide they want to rescind that... it's like there's some kind of grandfather clause on it for up to 25 years. So, in other words, you know.
Well, he did it, like, you know, before, like, I think a couple years before he got arrested. But I don't know who owns the island now. Like, I don't know who that belongs to. Is that property
what
that
else is on that island?
Mosque,
yeah, this.
I've not seen the insides of that yet. I don't know if it's because I don't know why that's so overly protected, unless it was really horrific. And I could be blowing that out of proportion, but I also think some of the paintings he had were horrific.
Well,
when you know
confusing the lobster thing.
Plus, what was redacted from the dry erase board they wouldn't show in the video? I mean,
that's the thing. By
they
the
said
time.
It was, banking information, but who would write that on a dry erase board like that?
And why release something if most of the whole sentence is blacked out? I mean, you can't even see anything.
You know how it's like this with the Area 51 files. Everybody wants this stuff out there. And you're right. They'll bitch at the redactions, but they're like, you know what? It's out there at least.
And then by the time the unredacted comes out, that generation is either dead or doesn't care anymore.
The future generations ain't gonna care.
Like, the JFK stuff came out what, 2 or 3 years ago, and people are like, I saw the movie, I know what happened.
Plus, they people back.
In that situation, if someone is guilty, then they should be held. There's so many theories behind that.
Well, see, that's the thing I found about JFK conspirators is they got the ones that they believe, the ones they like.
There's also paid ones that have been. Yep. Getting those mailbox checks for like 40, 50 years now, a bunch of them. Like, I heard somebody that, I'm not saying they would know, so this isn't like some higher up person, but they basically said anybody that's a whistleblower that goes on multiple podcasts is not a real whistleblower, or they're an agent of some kind out there to throw out the misinformation. And people, when you tell them that they're whistleblowers, people, you spoon feed them that information. Like, oh my God, he's risking his life to tell me this right now. It must be true.
Like, it makes you wonder about Snowden. Like, his story has come out by now, but like, how credible is he now? Plus, is Russia giving him access with what he already knows?
Look up there's other famous people in history with that last name. I don't know if they're related or not, but it's kind of interesting. You know, just kind of interesting. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Elon's grandpa. You know.
And in that situation, you realize that we are not that safe from our government or anything that can happen to the government if there's so many holes in it, you know?
No, but I got to be honest. I do like the other hand of it to where you get information real quick. And then you got to decipher, you know, what's good information and what's not, but... And this is the worst example to use, but it's sad to say, the Charlie Kirk situation, when that happened, look at all the angles that immediately came out of like everything that had happened.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to look at it, you could decide for yourself.
Right in the middle of all the heart of it all. But even like, hell, it got me. Everybody looks for those rabbit holes. And I remember, like, I watched it. It never stuck out to me till it was one of those videos where it was circled. Like,
the guy in the front row with the cap or whatever?
Yes! Yeah. I was like, I would not have noticed it. But by them circling it in red, it pulls your mind right to it. They know that with the clickbait videos. So they know that, and it's already, your mind's already programmed to look for the red spot. It's like magic eyes. I'd sit there and cross my eyes so I could see it. But, you know, you'd have my cousin over here saying, you don't see the fish? I'm like, no, I have to cross my eyes to see it. Plus, it's a fish. Now I see it. Because you said it was a fish.
Yeah. It's plausible enough to get your attention for a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. And that, and the hand gestures, too, that they were doing on stage. Yeah,
the cat tip or
Yes. Yep. So, I don't know. I think we're in the age right now, whether it be a video on Instagram or a news story, where we're almost kind of programmed, whether it be with the term fake news or AI, skeptical at everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not so bad. It's not so bad that you don't just take everything, you know, spoon-fed to you and say, okay, that's what happened.
But we could be so vulnerable if we're trusting in so many...
Spending time, valuable lifetime trying to figure out the truth of what just happened that down deep ain't going to affect my life in any way.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird.
Just like
it's
the rest of strange. Ukraine you don't see on the news, you know?
That. And then, like, we're using the London example earlier. People from there say, oh, it's wonderful, it's great. People visit there say, dude, whoa.
It's like, yeah, we've heard.
You wouldn't
like,
believe it. Yeah. There's a protest around every corner.
Yeah.
Even up here. I don't get what it is, but there's a protest.
Here?
Yeah, locally. I just don't ever know what they are. There's so many now, it's hard to keep up.
Well, when I see somebody on the street corner or any area that has a megaphone, I'm not rolling down my window to listen. No. Roll them up, kids.
What are they saying? They're just...
You know, I do, like Fat Boy said, it could be anything. It could be gay rights, women's rights.
They splinter off so much.
Yeah. equal
politics,
pay.
Yeah.
It's always been like I love the story. I don't like, you know, it's interesting to me. There used to be a law that women could not smoke in America. Like, it was a law that women could not smoke. And these women who for like 40 years were heralded as almost like Rosie Rivett, almost like Rosa Parks, they said, you know what, we're going to buy a float in the Christmas parade and we're going to smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
And they did. They smoked cigarettes in the Christmas parade.
They didn't throw them out to kids.
And they found out afterwards that the cigarette company paid them to do it, and it was all the marketing scheme, and it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
God.
I know.
That would have been paradise.
But just think about it. That was 100 years ago. Like, women couldn't get credit cards until like the 50s or 60s, I think. Like 20 years after men. It's nuts.
Look at that, man.
Like, people talk about, you know, this, that, or the other differentiation. Women. I mean, kind of, we owe y'all a little bit of restitution, I feel.
Where is it they could just now drive? Is it Iraq or Iran, one of those?
Anderson.
They just now allow women to drive over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I
then,
mean, what would happen if it went back to the 50s where women weren't working? Because most of those situations...
We'd have some dude sitting there with big boobs.
Yeah.
He'll go back in the 70s and look at the pictures of the Middle East, how the women were dressed then.
Yeah. Could you run your household without both of you working? I mean, honestly.
Oh, household.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's
or
like,
your parents, man. I mean, so this isn't... I mean, it would be...
It would be impossible
to flip it backwards. Although, you know, if I never had to work a day in my life and everything was great...
But I wasn't being facetious by saying that, really.
I'm just saying that women that have kids ideally would probably love to stay home with their children instead of having to work all the time.
You look at when the American family, this sounds political, but when the American family kind of splintered off into being, you know, this, that, all this stuff, which is fine, like it's totally fine, but meals changed and obesity started like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did. When mom stopped cooking the meals, it all went to crap.
That's all the bad food is the cheapest.
But yeah. The reality is people don't stay married anymore. So the whole thing is...
I know.
You know what sucks is that's not even an option of, you know, two incomes or just, you know, stay home. Usually it's like you got to, like, everybody has to work.
Yeah, to feed all the kids that you want to have.
Some houses, even the damn kids have to work and they split it three ways.
Philip Rivers having to go back at work now because he's got so many damn kids.
That's why he had to go back to the Colts. And they had to restart his Hall of Fame clock because he was eligible this year.
Oh,
that restarts.
Well, he'll get in.
Yeah,
he'll get in by the time his youngest graduates college.
Why do you have to wait anyways? Go ahead and give it to him.
Well, why do you have to wait a year when two people decide they don't want to be married anymore in this state?
Yeah, that's kind of dumb. You should be able to get married. Well,
48 hours to get married, a year to get divorced.
Well, I think that's mainly for the kids, but honestly.
I don't know. Why do you have to wait? Just to make sure that... And you have to pay out the BH to get divorced.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's...
You know what sucks? Mm-hmm. Even if you're civil about it, it gets to a point where you might have too many assets to decide yourself. Like, you have to get lawyers.
Yeah.
How do you divide all that?
Like with the farm, like I didn't need to, like we found it on our own, not through a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
But then it sounds like it's a commercial for somebody to stay home mortgage. But I mean, it's like they say yes
when others say no.
You know, they're mortgage bankers and everything. But I was like, well, I already found the house. I don't need to necessarily get a realtor, facilitator or whatever. And then he's like, well, I can get you one. Otherwise, you'd have to be figuring out. I said, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And guess what, Paige? It was a woman. It was a woman realtor.
They're the best.
With a capital R.
Oddball purchases, too.
Yeah, they do all that stuff.
And I just,
they owe us one now.
Yep. I just don't think that
it's like a house.
That it's been that way
wrong
for,
last name.
I mean, even before the 50s, women had to work.
Yeah.
It's just a myth.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
work on that,
course.
Huh?
Of course. Like my grandma's best friend, when she was a little girl, remember, she lost her thumb cutting wood in the back. And she was like 6-7 years old,
yeah,
cutting firewood, cut her thumb off.
Because if somebody said when I was young, you don't ever have to work, you can stay in school and I'll buy you all the horses you want and all the clothes you want, and you'll just be happy. But that person never came along.
Imagine Paige's dreams are actually like these white horses, but they're wearing like Louis Vuitton and you know,
perfect.
Gucci and everything. The clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that perfect man is a metaphor for OnlyFans.
Yes.
No, there is no perfect person out there. There's, you know.
Kurt Hennig's gone, you're right. Kurt Hennig, pardon. Mandela effect.
I saw him throw a football and catch it. So.
It was never Hennig. It's always Hennig.
Yep.
It's what a Mandela effect. It really got me.
It's Larry's boy, Kurt.
Yeah.
Mike Rotundo.
Larry the Axe.
Anyways, right. I dream.
Thank you.
Of a horse. Of Paige. That's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you so much, Paige. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We still got birthdays or suckets and much, much more of the Rise Guys,
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh boy, I'm nervous. Anonymous, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. Don't say anything until we patch her through. She's on hold. She can't hear us. I don't know if you heard this earlier or not. We told her we're a radio show in Virginia to kind of throw her off, and she's only listening to Last Christmas by Wham over and over again. So she knows she's on here for somebody to tell her something, and Fat Boy, you point to me right when I should say her name, right when she's brought up. Now. Good morning, Elena.
Morning. Look, morning. I already know what this is about. Donna told me somebody was trying to call me out on 93.3 today.
Oh, dang.
Who did? Who told you that?
Donna?
Okay. Damn you, Donna. You ruined this. So you knew why you were coming on, and so this is no surprise at all.
I was trying to let y'all have your little radio moment, but let's just rip off the Band-Aid. This is about a jacket, right? Crystal donated it.
What? Oh my God, you did not just say my name. Elena, what the hell, dude? Like, I wanted to keep this anonymous.
Oh, this is about to pop off.
Wow.
I got to get close
please, to please, please. Oh, half the office knows you've been talking about this. Donna, you are running your mouth like always.
Donna, I'm going to, oh my God, I swear to God, I'm going to go straight to her cubicle tomorrow and let her know that I do not appreciate her talking about this, but like, dude, Elena, like, why did you steal that jacket? Like, you took my daughter out of charities, her coat, and you gave it to your daughter. Like, that's super messed up, Elena. Like, why
Crystal,
would you do that?
Baby, calm down. Nobody stole anything.
Dude, I saw the TikTok. I saw your kid was wearing my coat.
No, she wasn't. Your donated coat looked like a bottle of cough syrup, dark red. My daughter's jacket is bright cherry candy red, different color, different size,
dude,
different
no.
everything.
Elena, you have got to stop lying.
No.
That it was my jacket.
Your coat, the one you donated, had that ink stain in the pocket from the pen that busted, and it smelled like cigarettes and whore perfume. My kids don't wear that.
Oh my God. Wow. Did you just call my daughter a whore? Did you just call my daughter a whore?
Whoever's jacket smelled like one.
All right.
Whoever's jacket smelled like one.
Let's not call kids whores.
That's not nice.
Let's not do that. Now, God, we're, oh, man. Okay.
There's a lot to sort through.
There is a lot to sort through. So, God bless. Crystal, you're saying, oh, I said your name. Well, she already said your name. Your name's out now.
I'm so f***ing out right now.
Oh,
like,
oh, wow. Girls.
I knew it.
Everybody, hang on just a second.
She's so blanking mad right now, she said. But she didn't say blanking, Paige.
I heard it. Fatboy, I'm glad you're on it.
You said it a minute ago. Let me get close to that dump button.
Yeah, prepared for this one because I knew somebody was going to get, somebody was like close to the edge.
Well, she did call her daughter a whore. And,
yeah,
said she smelled like one.
That's not nice.
I don't know which one's worse, actually.
Smelling like one or being one?
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean,
jury's out.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Which one's more offensive?
We'll do that at the top of the hour. What's worse? All right, and if, when you
being
bring them
smelly.
Are you bringing them both back up?
What do you want to do? I can do it either way.
If she...
Because I feel like if we do
she,
it...
She called her daughter, or said her daughter smelled like a whore. So that she said the F word. We had to take her off the air. They're both still on hold. So I say, like, they can both hear me now. So when we come back on... Do not. We're waiting for the ramp. I mean, it's live radio. We're waiting for the 8 second delay to kick in, and then we bring you back on. Don't cuss no more.
Don't do it. It takes. We're good now, but it
okay.
takes a second. Right.
So, Crystal.
Here we go.
Let's not talk about the kid anymore or whatever. You are saying that she's a liar.
Yes, she is obviously a liar.
Okay. Elena, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right,
but
don't
she's
cuss,
a liar.
Please.
Yeah, okay, fine. Right, she's the liar.
Okay.
Her coat was 2XL. My daughter wears a large. I bought her a new jacket from Dillard's at Hayward Mall last Wednesday. I got the receipt.
Nice.
I was saving it for Christmas, but it got cold, so she wore it early.
Oh, that is just so convenient, isn't it, Elena? You just magically bought the same exact jacket that I just gave away.
Yes, I did, and I got the receipt. I'll text it, I'll email it, I'll drive it over and smack you in the face with
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right, sure, okay. I have two words for you, Elena. Copy your paper.
Oh, say it again. I will pull up on
we
you
all
today.
Know you're
I'm from Old West Greenville. I will rock you tonight. I will rock you right there in the parking lot.
No.
Yes, you're a thief and a fighter. We all know who you are.
Oh, West
and you Greenville. Are a grown woman stalking my daughter's TikTok? Why are you creeping? Explain that.
I wasn't creeping. It popped up on my For You page, and you look guilty, and you know it.
All right. Elena, would you text Crystal the receipt so this can be, you know, you can put,
yeah,
you,
no,
you
yes.
both got to work.
Give me the receipt. Let's see it.
No. Let's end this right. Crystal's number is 86.
No. Is that the same one that cussed? Or which one cussed and which one tried to give out the phone number?
I don't remember which one cussed.
Okay. Elena, you can't give out the phone number.
Well, she's not there.
Okay.
Dang it. Maybe she just hung up.
Crystal?
Yes.
Okay. She hung up. She or Fat Boy hung up on her or something. She tried to give out your phone number.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, she.
Yeah, I started hollering because I heard she was talking my phone number. So yeah. I was trying to talk over her so that she couldn't. No one could hear it.
You're fine. You're fine.
Oh my God, I'm so mad right now.
Yes, I understand. I understand. What she?
Like old West Greenville. I mean, it's pretty serious.
Old West Greenville, you know.
Is that old, like,
bro? Yeah, not like West. Well, maybe West Greenville now. I don't know. I don't want to talk smack, but, like, you know, old West Greenville, God bless. I mean, you didn't mess with that at all.
Well, you either fought or you slung, yeah. You slung it.
Okay.
Tulip rings.
You know, I had the eyebrow piercing. I didn't have lip rings, Paige. Let it less two of them.
Oh.
Okay. So, man, oh man!
All this over a jacket, essentially.
Yeah, but kinda it's silly. But you look, put yourself in that. Like, your kid. You know, I don't know if you said, "Hey, do you still wear that jacket or not?" But like, your kid donated it, and then you see another. It is awful strange that a similar jacket was exchanged the same freaking week. I'll give you that, Crystal. Or it's already out now. Yeah, Crystal.
Yeah. Plus, there's got to
It's okay.
There's got to be more of a deep-seated issue because I feel like if you'd have donated it and somebody else would have got it, you'd be like, okay, you know, it's a donation, whatever.
Right.
But maybe you guys had issues before.
Oh, yeah. Do you have friction with Elena?
Yeah, we definitely don't get along. Yeah. And we all know that she steals copy paper out of the office every single week for her kids, for her stuff. Yeah, like we all know she's a thief. I don't know why they put her in charge of the coat drive because they knew she was a thief.
She might have came up with
it. Here we are.
Oh my gosh.
She might have came up with the coat drive.
I mean, isn't that like a perk of the job?
You Rob Linarius turned Elio Santa to steal toys.
He did not.
I knew it.
Yeah, he sells toys on the black market. He really does. I bought a Turbo Man from him last year.
My
Crystal,
God.
I hope that, you know who really is? Boy, here's another text right here. Both these women should go whip Donna's ass.
Oh, yeah. And think about that.
Donna's the one who messed it up. Crystal, she's the one who told her you were doing this. So Donna is not to be trusted. Yeah. Remember that.
No, I'm holding Donna's ass first. She's getting it too. Don't worry.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, hold on, Crystal.
Donna's an instigator.
Donna is the one who's like, look, I know something, but I got to tell you. She's going to call you tomorrow morning. But then.
She's probably going to keep it going now.
She worked us because she knew it was us, but then pretended.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That she didn't. The Rise Guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born on the 10th of December. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Start with this fella right here. He just came
Football.
Back. Yep. He came back a couple weeks ago from a toe injury he suffered in week three, I think. They just lost to the Bills this past weekend. And somehow they still have an outside shot at the AFC North.
Joey B.
Joe Burrow. This is Joey B's birthday today. Joseph Burrow.
He's a guy that's it's hard to not like him.
Yeah, it really is.
I think he seems...
I like LSU.
Les Miles can set on the high hard one.
He can pound sand. I like Coach O, though.
Yeah.
He was fun.
Plus,
Burrow said he did not buy the Batmobile he talked about buying because his house got broken into. He's like, he kind of had to reassess what he was buying or where he was going to live. Because, you know, that night,
Yeah. Dude,
it was his birthday last year. They played Monday night in Dallas. That's when his house got broken into.
Are we going to do it again this year?
I think it was his or Jamar Chase's birthday. Somebody going to break in? It's awful.
I know this, so I want to go last. Oh, you know, though, what's wrong if Paige hears and says, you know what? That's a great guess, Matt.
She could agree or dissent.
You would like me to go first?
Yes, Okay. Absolutely.
I'll go half credit on either 29 or 30. I don't think he's 30 yet. So I'll go 100% on 29.
Now, you remember he was a little older when he at LSU. He'd been in college for a little bit.
He's trying to tell me to go 30, but he would never do that because he likes to see people fail. So I'll stick at 29.
I'll go 34. I don't know.
Oh, you should have stuck at 29. He is 29 years old. Look at Joe Burrow.
God, play poker with me. You're awful at showing a poker face. You sure you want to go a little higher?
Can we play online? I'll play online.
Sure. Well, I do crotch time. Are you on there?
Ooh. Is that like a real thing?
No, but let's make it. I'll go to GoDaddy during this next is that Bill Cosby in the background?
It is because it is one of the kids' birthdays. Unfortunately, Theo's no longer with us.
Oh,
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
When did he pass?
Earlier this year.
Yep. Oh.
He had a heart attack.
He drowned.
Oh.
Trying to save his kid.
Terrible.
I had almost one when I heard of his drowning.
Yep.
That's awful.
Yes. Is it the older daughter that didn't look like she was really their daughter?
Vanessa?
Yes.
No.
Is it Lisa Bonet?
No.
Is it, gosh, Tempest Bledsoe?
Not Tempest's birthday.
Rudy!
Rudy.
It's not Rudy's birthday.
God bless.
There was one more later in the show.
Oh, God, I'm having a major, like, glitch in my brain. Is it, that's a Raven?
Yeah, Raven Simone.
God!
Was Elvin his name on the show? It was...
The husband.
Yeah, his kid, right.
But then you saw the grandparents, and they didn't look like they'd be the real grandparents either, you know? Huh. I think it was, they were all actors.
Well, yeah.
Of course, she's more famous, I guess, from that So Raven on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Pooper, it says here.
Cooper. I don't think it was Cooper.
Must be a different one.
Yeah.
He should have came out with Cooper, Pooper Coopers.
Pooper Scoopers.
No, Paige. 44. Screw it.
Mm-hmm. 41.
This is a big one. 40. Can you believe Raymond Simone's 40 years old? Look at that.
Dude, yesterday, it still blows my mind that Bo Bridges is almost 90 years old. Like,
he don't look like it.
Like
does not look like it at all. This is an Entourage birthday because we've interviewed everybody on the show multiple times.
Well, we didn't interview him for Entourage, but we had Jeremy Renner. What's his name?
Piven.
Jeremy Piven. That's it. Yeah. I'd like to talk to Jeremy Renner.
He was nice. Piven was.
Yeah.
But then when we talked to her, she was very nice.
Give me the initials.
EC.
God.
You'll get it. EC.
Oh, man. Oh!
Eric's girlfriend on the show.
Is her first name Emil?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Creaky.
Creaky!
Yeah!
She played Sloan on Entourage.
It makes me feel so smart for you to give me initials and then walk me through to the actual answer. I still feel very smart for knowing. Is she related to Paula Creaky? Do we know? Probably not. Pebble Creaky? They lost their golf course. shout out Andy. Andy's listening to us right now in Pebble Creek.
And
he's looking for the golf course. He really is. 47.
46.
Guess what? She joined the exclusive club today.
50.
50 years old.
50 years old.
50 years old.
Yes, we got a 50 timers jacket.
This lady just got
an ARP card on the sleeve.
She just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few weeks ago.
Oh, Meg White?
Meg White's birthday today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's warranted, though, to be honest with you. I mean,
man, I was thinking kind of the same thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You think of two songs.
Was it the White Stripes or just Meg?
It was White Stripes. Yeah.
I was going to say.
But even then, I mean, I got to say, like, I love a lot of their songs. This song right here is the most played song at college football games, which is unbelievable outside of marching band songs.
So I think it took over Machine Head. That was, for the longest time, number one.
And before that, it was You've Been.
Zach's just incredibly talented beyond this, you know.
But I guarantee you, we could talk for 5 hours with people that should be in but aren't. But then again, I've never even visited, so why do I care?
So influence has to count for a little bit, I guess.
I'm going
to
say that in honor of Jeremy Clements, I'm going to go, is he car number 53, I believe? No, 51. 51.
All right, 51.
She is 51 years old, you bunch of cheaters.
No, I've actually turned my computer off already.
Yeah, I like that.
I do that after the second break at the 9 o'clock hour. I like to be tidy.
I get it.
Efficient. All you cooking fans, you chefers out there. Gordon Ramsay. This is the Iron Chef song.
Iron Chief.
Iron Chief. Very famous chef. And he also has the same initials as a bad word. You might call somebody
that. Kansas City Chef. A bad word.
A bad word you might call somebody in traffic. Or an act to people of the same...
oh, my God.
What channel is it? Come on.
BF is his initials.
Don't say it. I want to know. Is it like a mainstream name?
Oh, yeah. I would say probably he's probably the top chef in the world. As far as like pop culture-wise, who you'd go to.
Oh,
did he have a good show that was kind of controversial?
He was actually on Entourage too. Funny we mentioned
Barney that. Frank.
No. So close. I knew you liked to eat. You used to have a cooking show too.
Bubba Franks.
Close. Same initials.
Bubba.
Nope.
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay.
He's a Flay. You remember that?
Yeah.
Bobby Flay.
I don't think I've ever watched Bobby Flay's Kitchen.
I watched the one where he would take on other famous chefs. That one was, but I was in a relationship then. That's why I watched. I've never, you know, I haven't watched the Cooking Channel in 3 years.
No,
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I eat out all the time. Nah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm
going to say.
So you a freaking G?
I was talking drive-thru talk.
Yeah.
67.
Sounds good.
No, it doesn't. He's 61 years old today.
Damn you.
Happy here. Happy heavenly birthday to Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh.
Would have been 68 years old. We lost him in 2012. Did you know?
The Bees got him.
The night Biggie got shot, he was supposed to be his bodyguard. He was not there. Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan. Did a lot of security work before he got...
So, the same thing with Terry Crews, right? He got discovered off by being a bouncer, which
is... I can't remember if he was doing that or playing football. I think he tried to play football and got cut
and then
by the Rams. Yeah.
Like, if you're a bouncer, you either became, like... You went into music or you became a professional wrestler.
Pretty much.
Either
That's
or.
Where they were headhunting.
Scott Norton. He was a bouncer up in Minnesota.
Still alive.
Dan Blocker, Hoss Cartwright, is not. He would have been 97 years old today, Paul.
Damn, that buried, whole cast is gone.
Buried somewhere in Virginia City, I imagine.
Is that all?
That's all I got today. Oh.
Good job.
Yeah. Luckily, a lot of people are still with us. As far as birthdays go.
Yes.
No,
but there's
nice.
Been... It's probably some. Do you ever see any on there that were kind of mainstream where you're like, I literally don't like this person and don't want to give them any kind, besides local people?
Well, sometimes my curated list will have people of infamy on it that I kind of have a hard time doing Amy Fisher, to be honest with you, or Buddy Fuca.
What for?
But, like, you know, other, like, world
leaders.
Would
you do, like, Jeff Galuli?
No. And, like, it will have, like, Gaddafi on there. Like, why would they do Gaddafi? Noriega was on one. I'm like, why
would Lord.
The mob paid off Noriega to store drugs in his canals in Panama?
Unhappy hellish birthday?
Yeah, I don't...
We should do that around Halloween.
Happy birthday in hell, I think, as you said the other one day.
Happy birthday of hell, yeah.
Hell.
That's the thing I was going to show you earlier. Isn't that fun?
People know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's recognizable, isn't it?
Makes me hungry.
All right.
Then I had plastic in it, doesn't it?
I just sent Paige a bikini shot. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Martha Lucker King Jr. No, that was from the Best Damn Audio earlier. If you missed that, you can get it on the podcast. That's available. Also, I'm going to do some coy radio work right here. We have said this woman's name several times this week on the show, and she heard about it. And in that old grassroots effort, she contacted us and wants to come on.
Ooh.
So
she got something she wants to say.
Is there anyone that you would like to say their name in hopes that they appear tomorrow? Paige?
Matthew McConaughey.
All right, that's a good one.
Here you go.
Fat boy?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Just take a shot. Any...
You know what? God dang it.
Dwight Clark.
I mean, she's talking,
wait a minute.
That's a possibility. That could actually happen. Clemson. He's dead, though.
He did pass away. God, my brain fried because I was thinking Will Clark for some reason. I was going to say, how do you know Will Clark? I'll say Doc Gooden.
Okay. I'll say Jose Canseco. They may come in town earlier to see the bridge downtown and stuff.
That'd be awesome.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.